Gairu loisachatis. V'yein Hashem loisachatis. Almal hagrolum yakfo. So you see, clearly, even according to Yehuda, the hagrol is makfo. Is tiyufto demand the yomar hagrol loim yakfo tiyufto enachlam yitzastiro. This is upstrog on Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan wants to say before that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the hagrol is not likuva. And here it's a stam sifra that smashma goes according to Yehuda, that else clearly hagrol is likuva. There's no other way to call one soil Hashem and one lazazel only through the girl. You can't do it papir. Shrashi stam sifra, teras kahanim, we have Yehudi, also coming to Sanhedrin. Vuhu beteras kahanim he, to akroa the safe of a yikruksiv. This is a posik in Vayikra. So the drosh is on Vayikra's teras kahanim. So you see, we have Yehudi, she through is, he dashes the posik. We are so chatis that dafka the girl makes it for chatis. Evien Hashem is the chatis. So that's an upshlag on Rabbi Yechanan. That Rabbi Yechanan before wanted to say, the hagrol is not likuva. So here we see clearly, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, the hagrol of Ashur is likuva. Right. Omer Rav Chizda. So Chizda says like this. Omer Rav Chizda, Ein hakinim mispashois. When an isha, a yoledis, so he has to bring two birds. One is for a chatas, one is for an oila. How do we talk and know, when does it become that it one's a chatas, one's an oila? How do we know? He says, "Ain't that kingdom of spashes? We don't explain to say which one of the kingdom is what. Ella only oibel akichas by them. Either at the time when the isha, the owner, bought the two birds. If at the time she bought them, she said, 'I'm buying this one to be the chatis and this one to be the oila.' It's chal then. Peshas lakicha, you could make one is an oila, one is a chatis. That's good. After you bought it, then she says, 'I want this one to be a chatis.' Nothing doing. That's no good." It's only chal either b'shas lekicham, oy b'yasiyas koyim. Or else the next time, when we can explain of chal what's what, when the koyim does the avodah. B'shas the koyim is making the shechita. Now he takes this bird and says, I want this bird to be the chatis. That's what's kaveh for chatis. But in between that, Rashi says, ein hakinim espashos. Ezel l'yoyla v'yez l'chatis. You can't explain yourself to say which one is the other, which one is the chatis. Ela only, oibel akichas bailam, either when the bailam buys the isha buys the two birds, im kishe konim omar, when she bought these two birds, she said, ze ani lokech loilo, viyazeh lachatis, shuv eina koin yochlish noisim, viyasi yosin. Once the bailam said b'shas she bought it, you can't change anymore. The koin can't change it later, b'shas he makes it. The imshin apostle, the koin later changes around, it's possible. Because when she bought it, it was kaveya, which one is the chatas, which one is the yelo, since she said clearly, which is what? The im, though, kishakonim, loy pirish, let's say no. When she bought it, she did not explain herself. Is afal pi shakoril hem shame, liyacha mikan, even though later, a day later, when she has it in her own reshus. Now she decides to call this one the chatas, the yelo, ain shame chalaleim, nothing doing. Not chal on this bird of shem chatis. V'yochla koin l'shnoisim. And later, when you bring it to the koin, and the koin does the avoidance on it, the koin could change it. That's the locha. It's only, you can only be kaveya. Either b'shas l'kicha, b'shas you buy it, or else b'shas the koin does the avoidance. He actually brings the two birds. This is Rav Chizda's halacha. Now, Omer Rav Simi, Bar Ashi, my time of Rav Chizda, how does Rav Chizda know to say this? Of course, there has to be a pasuk for this. He says the siv, because the pasuk says the lokha, she takes it, the also, and then they make it. So the diyik, oy belekicha, oy biasiya, either b'shas you buy the two birds. That's the time to be kaveyon. Which one is the chatas? Which one is the noila? And if you don't do it, then the other time to do it is biasiya. B'shas you the kohen brings them. The Gemara makes it. Have a kash on this. The pasuk says we are so chatis. We have before, so we dashin that hagoyrol oisa chatis by the soil of the shnei sirim on Yom Kippur. That the goyrol, that's the one that's kaveya, which is l'ashem l'chatis and which is l'azozel. The ain hashem oisa chatis. Mashen can just calling it. The kohen gadol has no right just to say I want this soil to be l'ashem, this one to be l'azozel. It's not chal. That was the stam sifra. Then said a svara shiyoch, because I would have thought v'loy dinu. Really, it's a svara to say not like that. The svara would have been to say that the kohen gadol could choose the dibur. If he would just say this is l'ashem, it should be chal. Why? Umadamokim shleik kiddush agoril madach by regular yoledis or the korbanos. We're in isha's here to bring these two birds, and one is a chatas and one is an oilam. if we say Shalak Kiddush HaGoyrol, there's no way to choose. You can't use a Goyrol there to choose. This whichever Goyrol comes up, Chattis, that's the Chattis. You can't choose by Goyrolis. Still, Kiddush HaShem, still when the Isha says clearly, I want this one to be a Chattis, this one to be an Oila, it's Chal. So you see the Kiddush HaShem calling the animals, calling the birds, is more stronger than a Goyrol of a Zoymokim Sheh Kiddush HaGoyrol Madach HaNyam Kippah. But a Shnei Sirim, the terrorist said you could use a Goyrol, is Eino Din Shekadosh HaShem. Like the Havim is say, the Goyrol is the Kiddush, that also helps. But Avada, the more Chomedic, the more stricter Kedusha of the pair, that the Kohen Gadol should be able to say, I want this one to be a Chattis, I want this one to be a Leila, I want to be Lazozel, he should be able to do it. That would have been the Svara. Like learn out from Yom Kippur, from other Kabbonis. And this we need a Pasuk? No. Talmud Lomim, what the Pasuk says, by the Soyelash, by the Shnei Sirim, the Yasol Chattis. The Yasol means it made it a Chattis. What does that mean? Ha-Goyrol is the Chattis. It's only the Goyrol, choosing through the Goyrol. That's what could make it for Chattis. The Yain HaShem is the Chattis. But just for the Kohen Gadol to call it a Chattis or Lazozel, nothing doing. Then this we said was the Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yestam Sifra, goes to call Rabbi Yehuda. Now, Vohocho, the Lam Shas Lekicho, the Lam Shas Asiyahi, who could turn in the cover. Trashi Vohocho, Midik Tony Khan, Sheikh Kiddush HaGoyrol, Ein Adin Sheikh Kaddish HaShem. And what was the Havamina? The Havamina was, just like the girl was Kaveya, who was in Kiddush HaShem should also help. Because Salka Taitach, the Kiddush HaShem, Bishas Kiddush Goyrol Kamer. The Havamina is the same time that you could have made a girl, at that time the Havamina was, the Kiddush's pair should have also been Chal. Like the Havamina was, the Torah just says, if you want to use a girl, if you don't want to use a girl, the same time when you're supposed to use the girl instead of the girl, you could speak out, Kain Gadol, and say, this is Soya Lashem, and this is Lazozel. So the question is, at that time, it's not the Shas Lakicha, and it's not the Shas Lasiyah. They already bought the Shnei Sirim, and that's not the time for the Shechita. The Shechita the Kain Gadol first does later. So it was like, what's the Havamina to say that the Kedusha could be Chava Peh to Kashan of Chizda? How could the Kohen Gadol b'shas Agrola without the Agrola say, I want you to be a Chat and you to be Lazozel? It's not b'shas Akicha. It's not b'shas Asiya. It's lo shas Akicha, the Grash of lo shas Asiya. Zachar Gassinin. Vochot lav shas Akicha, lo shas Asihi. Who turned the cover? Says the Kashan of Chizda. Like, what was the Havamina here to say that the Kohen Gadol could say the pair, I want this to be Lashem and this to be Lazozel? I, it's Kontam Chizda, and there's no Havamina. It's not b'shas Asiya, it's not b'shas Lakicha. Now the Gemara, my Rav Ochikoma. This is what this Sifra meant to say. Ma, the Havamina was like this: Ma b'makim shlo kiddush hagoyrol. Maduch by regular yoledis, a regular zav, that they have to bring two kabonis, the two birds, one lash, one chatz, one oilam. That there's no way to choose it there by a goyrol. Yevadavka astav kedushas aper. V'yafilu b'shas lekicham. V'yafilu b'shas asiya. Even b'shas lekicham b'shas asiya. Does not help the girl over there. It only helps what Kiddush HaShem is. Kiddush HaShem b'shas lekicha or b'shas asiya. The only thing that helps is if you're mekadosh, if you speak out to say you want this bird to be a chattis, this one to be an oila. If you speak it out either b'shas lekicha or else b'shas asiya, that's when it's chal. Oy bazoy, the havamin was like this. Malkam she Kiddush HaGoyrol shalei b'shas lekicha v'shalei b'shas asiya. Now by Yom Kippur by the Shnei Sirim. We see a tremendous Kiddush here, that the Torah has said you could use a Goyrol, you don't have to stop Kedushas Aper, you could just use this lottery, and also when they do the lottery, not b'shas Akicha, not b'shas Asiyah. And still it's Chal, so the Svar is, Ein Adin isn't the Svarah, she Yekadosh HaShem, b'shas Akicha, b'shas Asiyah. Hey, so Akol told him though, that the Kedushas HaShem, b'shas they buy the Shnei Sirim, at that time if the Kohen Gadol says, we're buying these two goats, and I want this one to be Lashem, and this one to be Lazozel, isn't it a Svarah should be Chal? So even in the Havamina, the only Havamina was it should be Chal either B'Shas Lekicha, or else B'Shas Asiya. That was the Havamina though. But at the time when they buy the two goats, or at the time when the Kohen Gadol starts to make the Shechita on the one that's Lashem, if he says there, this should be Lashem, it should be Chal, Talmud Leimah, that the Pasuk says, no, for your soul Chattis. It has to be made into a Chattis. It's talking about a girl over there. So we dashen that HaGoyrol is the Chattis. It's a Tanai Tekuva. It's only through choosing the Goyrol, that's what makes it L'Chattis. V'yein HaShem is the Chattis. But you cannot stand call, I want this story to be L'Hashem and this one to be L'Azotom. That's not Chal. The only way the Shnei Sirim Achal, which one is what, is through the Agrola.
So now there is no kashan of chizda. Avad of chizda to lemis. That kushas ape only helps either b'shas l'kicha or else b'shas asiyah. And here the havimina was enechnami, that the kushas ape should help b'shas l'kicha or b'shas asiyah. And that we bring down a posik, no. The asol chatis, the only thing that makes these two serim into a chatis and into a zozil is only the mitzvah hagrola. That hagrola is likuva. Right, Toshima. Metan le-migdash. Let's say somebody did a chet, he came into the base of migdash b'shoigig. So loch really, he has to bring the korban, and it's called the korban oil of yurid. It depends how rich you are. If you're rich, you have to bring a korban. If you're not so rich, you bring birds. If you're very, very poor, then you can bring a mincha. That's called the korban oil of yurid. It goes up and down depending how much you can afford. Trashim metan le-migdash. Ha-nichnas le-migdash tummy. If somebody went to the base of migdash when he was tummy, v'hu be-korban oil of yurid. He went in there b'shegeg, so then you have to bring a korban now for a kapara, and it's called the korban oil of yerid. Asiris, vidalis, vidalidalis. If you're rich, if you're medium, and if you're very poor. Hamur eitzol shruas vitoi, or shruas kerlolo. V'osam namiksiv nefesh kisiga v'yakminolo b'shruas b'tumas migdash. Ugdoshim, shachas shenitma nichnas l'migdash, or yachal kodeshim, they have the same korbanus. It's called the korban oil of yerid. So what's the halacha now? That metam and migdash oni. At the time when you weren't in the base of Midrash, you were an oni. You were poor. V'hifrish shumoyes l'kinoi. And you set aside money at that time, stam to buy two birds. At that time, you didn't have enough money to buy an animal. You were putter from buying the animal. It was enough just to buy the two birds. Then the heshir. After you set aside the money, then you became rich. What's the locha? And of course, if you go bust the way you are right now, like Rashi says, the heshir, with tzarech love v'yashirus. Now you should have to bring like a rich one. You have to bring an animal. And then later we first said, as after we set aside the money, later we first said, this one should be for my chatis. And this one should be for my oila. Is alocha moisif or maybe chavosoi midmech chatosoi? V'yein moisif or maybe chavosoi midmech alosoi? Rashiv yachakach means chaylaka mois. He set aside the money. Opirish, and Bishas is setting aside the money, he said, V'yomar, eilu lechatosai. Like in the beginning, he just took away $100 bill and said, this is the money I'm going to use to buy the kingdom. Oh, not $100, $20. $20 he set aside. And then later, then he took the $20 and said, no, $10 of it is for chatis, this $10, and this $10 is for an oilo. Chela kamoyis opirish v'yomar, eilu lechatosai v'yelu lelosai. Af agad shein karbononi, achshav. Olav chayvom ela karbon asher. Even though the way he is right now, Bashasi is saying it, he's rich already. So if you go boss of the way he is right now, he has to be a karbon asher. V'yein v'karbon asher oila ela chatis behema. Ak asher only brings a chatis behema. Kishabo lebezdin yoyim lebezdin karbon asher tovi. Now when you come to Bezdin, they're going to tell you, you should know you have a chiyuv to bring a karbon asher because about now Bashasi bring the karbonus. You're rich. So you have to bring a carbon usher. You have to bring a behema. So locher is meisif mi beisoy al dmei behema or maybe chavosoy behema midomim shakaru lehem shein chatis. Is it true you set aside $10 that you thought you were going to bring a bird from that money? So that money you could use, but you have to use much more because you have to buy an animal right now. So you'll have to bring more money from your house and add on to this $10 to buy yourself an animal, to buy yourself a carbon chatis. So then is what? V'elulah says, Moisef ha-meidi chavosoi midmei chatosoi, aber v'yein Moisef ha-meidi chavosoi midmei losoi. But the money that is set aside for the korban oila, as he thought one bird is going to be an oila, since it was chal v'aseyes kedushas oila on the money, now when you're an osher, you don't bring a korban oila. So since you don't bring a korban oila, you can't use that money for your korbanus, because you don't have to bring a korban oila. Shrashi v'yein Moisef ha-meidi chatis beima midmei losoi. What do you have to bring? A chatas behema. You can't use that money that you set aside for the oila to buy your carbon chatas now. Shen yochel l'shnoison l'moyes shefrishon. Because you can't change that money now. Shekaru lam shem oila likach v'em chatas. Because at the time when you set aside the money, you said I want the money to be for an oila. So once you set for an oila, mashem etzchal a kedushas oila on the money, and the money can't be used for chatas anymore. That's this halacha. Again, at the time we went into the mikdash, he was an oni. And then he set aside money. He didn't say what for what. Then he became rich. And then after he became rich, then he said, I want these $10 to be for the bird that's a chatis, and this $10 for the bird that's an oila. So he say, since he became rich, he has the chiyuv to bring a korban, chatis, a behema. So the money that he set aside for the oila's chatis, he could use for the behemoth chattis, because it still has kushas chattis on it. But the money set aside for the korban eilo, that he can't use now for chattis. He can't change it. So that's the halacha there. A core part of it, the kashan of chizda though, for a halacha over here, we say what? When this usher now, when he set aside the money now as mafarish and says, I want these $10 to be for the eilo, it was chalak duchas eilo on it. I, why? Right now it's nothing. For the Gemara, v'hocho, the lav shas lakicho, v'lav shas asiyahi. It's nothing now. Now's the time you're not buying the birds now. It's not a shas asiyah of making the birds. You just set aside the money to say you want to use these $10 for the oilah. So why is the chalak dushas oilah on the money? Ugetoni de kova? It says clearly that money now you can't use for your korban chatis, because that money was set aside for korban oilah. You see, it's chalak dushas oilah. I, according to Chizda, why is the chalak dushas oilah on it? It wasn't b'shas asiya, it wasn't b'shas akicha. Shrashi b'hocha, v'liach asher frishon pirish, v'yein to learn the kicha v'lo yasiya, there's nothing. Uktani d'kova, aleya mashem, v'yein mishrolish noisun, he can't change it anymore. He can't change this money to use it for your chattis now. Aye, why? It shouldn't have been chal any money, any kedusha on the money. It wasn't b'shas asiya, b'shas akicha. Gemarant is, omer av sheshes, v'tizbro. I'll give you a spur like this. The Tizbro, for Omer Rebeleza, Omer Rabbeishia, Metama Migdash. If somebody was Metama Migdash, he went into the base of Migdash when he was Tommy, and he was Vishagig, Osher, at the time he went in, he was a rich person. The heavy Korbanoni, and he brought a Korbanoni. Now, Sam, he didn't do it the way he was supposed to. He was supposed to bring a Korban Chattis to Behemoth, and instead he bring two Eifers. Aloch is Layotza. You're not your Eifers, that's not your Korban. You were rich at the time, you have a Chiev to bring a Behemoth, so therefore you bring the Eifers, you're not your Eifers. Shrashi v'tizbro. Hachma Teres is this a terrace right now? Vomri Abelez like this. Now the chivun the ain carbon oni royuloi afilu b'diyevur heichi kovulei shem oilolayim mishesher rei enem achuyibolo. This is the kasha now. The chivun the loyotza, since you're going to tell me now somebody that's rich, if he sets aside money for the oila, for a carbon oni, it's not chal at all of the zay heichi kova. The chal is the kasha now. Why was the kaveh this money for kedushas oila? What happened here? The person first became, he was an oni when he went into the Mikdash. But later he became usher, became a rich person. Now that he's rich, it's kavei now achiyah from the big carbon of the hema, for a chattis. And later he said, the money, I set aside, I want the money to be for the oila. Oila, what oila? Only an oni brings an oila. So he's setting aside this money now for the carbon of the oni. I, the Bryce, says not like that. That once you're an usher, if you set aside money for a carbon oni, la yotza. So Samuel said to Shavar the Bryce before. Why the chal is the chal the gdushis of the money of the carbon oiler on it? It's not Roy. He's an usher now. It should be Layotza. For the Marvachiv and the Layotza, hechi kova. Since he's an usher now, he can't bring this carbon oni. So why the chal, when he said the money should be an oiler, it shouldn't be chal at all? He has no chiv to bring an oiler now. El Elu, what do you have to say? Elu Mayas Nachlameima. What do you have to answer here? Shrikvar Omar Mini Yosef. You have to say he already said this when he was poor. Before he became rich, when he was poor, he went into the Beis Hamikdash when he was poor. And before he became rich, he also said, I want this money now, these $10 to be for the oilah, and these $10 to be for the chattis. And I'll tell you, hochinami, shekharom mishash afrosha.
That at the time he was mafresh the money, right then he said, like these $10 should be for the chattis, and these $10 should be for the oilah. So since he said this, bishash tafrosha, bishash, he set aside the money, that has the same halach as if he said it, bishash, Lekicha b'shasi bought the yifus. So therefore, there's no cash on Rav Chizda.
Kishas lekicha yifus. That's that you're mafaris. That's that you're setting aside. You're saying this money now, these $10 should be for the oila, and these $10 should be for the chatis. That's the same thing as if you're buying the yifus now. So it's very good. At the time when you were mafresh the money to say these $10 should be for the oila, these $10 should be for chatis, you were still a noni. So at that time, the chiv was taka to bring two birds, one an oila, one a chatis. That's why it was chal, the kedusha on the money, had the kedushas earlier on it. So then later, when you become an usher, since you didn't bring the birds yet, mashma, when you do become an usher, you didn't change it. And now, before you brought the bird, you have to bring a chattis, a behema for a carbon chattis. So that's the din. That's the money you set aside for the oilas chattis. Since it's a kedushas chattis, even though it was a bird, still you could change it and use it for a carbon chattis, a behema, because it still has the same kedushas. It's called kedushas chattis. Mashenkin, the money is set aside for the oiler, has a kedushas oiler on that money, and now that you became rich, you have no mechiv to bring a carbon oiler. Now the chiv is only to bring a carbon chattis, therefore that money can't be used now. You can't use it for your chattis. But I call upon him, there's no kashan of chizda. Avada, we're talking about that you made Peshas HaFroshom. Peshas is setting aside the money. That has a locha like Peshas Lekicha. For the moral of Chagai, Rav Yashia. The Yomer, he says, Yotza, he says no. If an usher brings the carbononi, for the evidence is Yotza. Of a Zoy, Mayasach Lameimer.
Rashi, Mayasach Lameimer.